الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وسلم. بعدما أنهينا الكلام على القاعدة الأولى، ننتقل إن شاء الله تعالى للكلام في القاعدة الثانية. After we finish talking about the first rule, let's move and start talking about the second one. كل قول أو فعل أو اعتقاد فيه استخفاف بالله أو رسله أو كتبه أو ملائكته أو أحكامه أو وعده أو وعيده أو شعائره أو معالم دينه أو آياته فهو كفر. Every saying, action, or belief that contains belittlement of Allah, His messengers, His books, His angels, His rules, His promise, His threat, His rights, the well-known practices of His religion, or His verses, is blasphemy. ما كان من ذلك أقوالا قسمها العلماء إلى قسمين. Among these blasphemous issues, the blasphemous sayings, the scholars said that there are of two types. ظاهر وصريح. الظاهر هو ما كان يحتمل بحسب وضع اللغة أكثر من معنى، وجهين أو أكثر، لكنه أقرب إلى المعنى الكفري، يحتمل معنى كفريا ومعنى غير كفري، لكنه إلى المعنى الكفري أقرب. هذا يقال عنه لفظ ظاهر في الكفر. أما الصريح فهو الذي لا يحتمل إلا معنى واحدا كفريا، لا يحتمل بحسب اللغة معنى آخر، معنى واحد وهذا المعنى كفري، هذا يقال له صريح في الكفر، لا يحتمل معنى آخر غير كفري بحسب اللغة إلا معنى كفريا، هذا يقال له صريح في الكفر. The terms, the blasphemous statements are of two types. One type are the statements who linguistically can bear more than one meaning. They can bear blasphemous meanings. Each one of them can bear a blasphemous meaning and another meaning which is not blasphemy. But this term is closer to be used in the blasphemous meaning. Such statement is called ظاهر. In English, what do you call it? Apparently blasphemous? Apparently blasphemous. It can bear another meaning, but it is closer to the blasphemous meaning. The other type is a statement which cannot bear linguistically except a blasphemous meaning. It cannot bear a meaning which is not blasphemy. Such statement is called explicit blasphemous statement. فإذا اللفظ الذي هو ظاهر في الكفر من حيث اللغة يحتمل أكثر من معنى لكن إلى المعنى الكفري أقرب، يعني عادة أو في الأغلب أو الأكثر أن الناس يستعملونه في أي أنه يستعمل في أي معنى في المعنى الكفري. So when we say that the statement which is apparently blasphemous is a statement that can bear more than one meaning, a blasphemous meaning and another meaning which is not blasphemy, but it is closer to the blasphemous meaning, we mean that usually most of the times when people use it, they use it in the blasphemous meaning. أول ما يخطر للبال عند سماعها المعنى الكفري. The first meaning among its meanings that occurs to the mind of the person who hears it is the blasphemous meaning. مثل هذا اللفظ يقال ظاهر في الكفر. ظاهره الكفر لكن قد يحتمل معنى آخر. Such statement is called apparently a statement which is apparently blasphemous, but it can bear another meaning. أما الصريح لا يحتمل معنى آخر إلا المعنى الكفري. As for the explicit blasphemous statement, it cannot bear another meaning. Only a blasphemous meaning. فمن تكلم بلفظ ظاهر له معنيان أحدهما متبادر أول ما يخطر إلى الذهن عند سماعه أحدهما متبادر أول ما يخطر إلى الذهن عند سماعه وهو الكفر وله وجه آخر معنى آخر غير متبادر وليس كفرا من نطق بمثل هذا اللفظ لا يحكم بكفره حتى يعلم مراده أي المعنيين قصد أي المعنيين أراد لأنه من حيث اللغة اللفظ يحتمل هذا المعنى ويحتمل ذاك المعنى ولو كان المعنى الكفري هو المتبادر هو الأكثر استعمالا هو الذي يخطر على الذهن أول ما يخطر في الذهن أول ما يسمعه الإنسان لكن يحتمل معنى آخر في اللغة فلا يجوز الإقدام على تكفير قائله إلا إذا علم أنه قصد المعنى الكفري لا يحكم بكفر قائله إلا أن يعلم أنه قصد المعنى الكفري. If one utters a statement which is apparently blasphemous, it bears a meaning which occurs first to the mind when one hears it, which is a blasphemous meaning. And it bears another meaning which is not blasphemy. When one utters such a statement, it is not permissible to judge such person as a blasphemer without knowing that this person meant the blasphemous meaning. Because this statement, according to the language, can bear two meanings, more than one meaning. And one of them is blasphemous, the other is not. Although that this first one is the one which is most used, but still, it can bear another one. So it is not permissible to judge such person to be a blasphemer, except if we know that this person intended the blasphemous meaning. He wanted, he meant the blasphemous meaning of the statement. أما من تكلم بلفظ صريح في الكفر فيحكم بكفره ولا يسأل ماذا قصد. Now on the other hand, if one utters an explicit blasphemous statement, once he does that, such person is judged to be a blasphemer. And you do not ask such person, what did you mean? This question doesn't have a place here, because this statement bears only one meaning. So you don't ask him, what do you mean? إذا سمعنا إنسانا تكلم بلفظ صريح في الكفر لا نسأله ماذا قصد. مثل هذا السؤال ليس في محله، لأن هذا اللفظ لا يحتمل معنيين، ليس له إلا معنى واحد. فما معنى أن يقال ماذا قصد؟ ما ليس في محله. لكن قد تعرف من حال الشخص أن هذا الإنسان ضعيف في اللغة، فلا يعرف المعنى الكفري للكلمة، بل يظن أن لها معنى آخر غير كفري. لضعفه في اللغة يظن أن الكلمة لها معنى آخر غير كفري، وهو قصد ذلك المعنى الذي هو غير كفر. إذا عرفت هذا من حاله فلا تقدم أيضا على تكفيره ولو كانت الكلمة صريحة، لأنك تعرف أنه لا يفهم المعنى الكفري من الكلمة، لا يعرف أن هذه الكلمة معناها كذا وهو كفر، بل يظن أن لها معنى آخر غير كفري واستعملها على هذا الوجه، فمن أين يكفر؟ لا يكفر. Now sometimes you know, out of knowing the person, you know that this person, although he mentioned this explicit blasphemous statement, he does not know, he thinks that it means something else in the language. Out of his weakness in the language, he uses it thinking that it bears a meaning other than its real meaning. He thinks it bears in the language a meaning which is not a blasphemous meaning. And he uses it intending this other meaning which is not blasphemy. In this case, you are not entitled to judge such one, such person, by being a blasphemer. هذا مثل إنسان لا يعرف اللغة الإنجليزية، جاءه إلى هذا البلد فعلمه شخص كلمة كفرية وقال له هذه معناها كيف حالك، فقال هذه الكلمة وهو يظن أنه يقول إيش؟ كيف حالك؟ بينما في الحقيقة معناها كفر، لا يحكم بكفره لأنه لا يعرف معناها. This is like a person who came to this country and he does not speak English, he does not know the English language. Someone tells him, teaches him a blasphemous statement and tells him, it means, how are you doing? So he uses it thinking that it means, how do you do? How are you doing? While really, this is not its meaning, but he doesn't know. In this case, you do not judge him as a blasphemer. You teach him. Don't use it for that. It doesn't mean this. This means such and such. وهذه الأيام بسبب الضعف في اللغة وتكلم كثير من الناس باللغة العامية صار يتصور أن يقول أشياء هي في الأصل معناها كفري صريح وهو لا يعرف، يظن أن معناها شيء آخر. Nowadays, out of the weakness in the language and because many people speak the slang language, it is not strange to find people who say words that originally these words have blasphemous meanings, but they do not know their meanings. They think they mean other things, and they use it intending that other meaning. مثلا بعض الناس يقولون لا موجود إلا الله، هذه كلمة كفرية صريحة لأن معناها أن كل شيء موجود هو الله. لكن الذين يقولونها هذه الأيام من عامة الناس لا يفهمون منها هذا المعنى، بل يفهمون أن المسيطر على كل شيء هو الله تبارك وتعالى. مع أن هذه الكلمة كفر صريح، الذي يقولها ولا يعرف معناها بل يظن أن لها معنى آخر غير كفري لا يحكم بكفره. One word, an example of that, a statement, a kind of spread in the Arabic countries. People say a statement, لا موجود إلا الله. If you want to translate the real meaning of this statement, nothing exists but Allah. And this is blasphemy. Explicit blasphemy. Because this means that everything, every existing matter is Allah. The wall is Allah, the animal is Allah, the human being is Allah, the earth is Allah. This is what it means. So it is a blasphemous statement. But the lay people who use this statement do not know that this is what it means. They think that it means the one who controls everything is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is why in such case you do not judge these people by being blasphemous, because they do not know the meaning, the blasphemous meaning of the word. They think that it means linguistically. They think that they are talking properly. And they think that their statement means a meaning which is not blasphemy. In this case, you do not judge them to be blasphemers. أما من كان يعلم المعنى الأصلي للكلمة، المعنى الحقيقي للكلمة، وأنها في اللغة تعني هذا المعنى الكفري أن كل شيء موجود هو الله، يعرف أن هذا معناها وأنها في اللغة لا تحتمل معنى آخر، واستعملها رغم ذلك فإنه يكفر ولو قال أقصد بها معنى آخر. Now if one knows that linguistically this statement is an explicit blasphemous statement, he knows that linguistically it cannot bear a meaning other than the blasphemous meaning. It means that every existing thing is Allah and this is blasphemy. He knows that. He knows that in the language it cannot bear any other meaning. But still he uses it, claiming that he means by it another meaning. In this case, such person is judged as blasphemer. This person blasphemes. لأنه يعرف أنها صريحة في الكفر ومع ذلك استعملها. Because he knows that this is an explicit blasphemous statement and despite that he uses it. تقريب ذلك سهل. An example of that is very easy. إذا واحد يعرف لغة من اللغات، يعرف أن كلمة كذا كلمة في هذه اللغة هي سب لله، يعرف ذلك فقال أنا أريد أن أستعملها بمعنى صباح الخير، يعرف أنها لا تكون بذلك المعنى إلا بمعنى شتم الله وتحقيره، هل يقال يجوز له أن يستعملها بذلك القصد وينجو من المؤاخذة؟ لا يقال. An example of that, like if someone knows a statement, the meaning of a statement, the meaning of an English statement, that it means cursing Allah, cursing God. He knows that. He knows its meaning. He knows that it does not bear in the language any other meaning. This is what it means. And he decides to use it, claiming that he would mean by it good morning. Would it be permissible for him to use it with that intention? No. You see, why? Because this is an explicit blasphemous statement. He knows its meaning. If he uses it with that, if he uses it while he knows that it does not have any other meaning, then he blasphemes, regardless of his intention. إذن إذا كانت الكلمة ظاهرة في الكفر نسأل عن قصد الشخص منها، أما إذا كانت صريحة في الكفر فلا يسأل عن قصده إلا يحكم بكفره من غير أن يسأل عن قصده، إلا أن يعلم أنه لا يعرف معناها، يظن أن لها معنى آخر غير كفري فاستعملها بهذا المعنى فلا يكفر. So in brief, if a word is a word that is apparently blasphemous, if someone says it, in this case we ask, what is his intention? What did he intend? But if the statement is an explicit blasphemous statement, then we judge this person to be a blasphemer without checking his intention. What did he intend does not have any weight here. Except if we know that he does not understand the meaning of the word. He thinks that it has another meaning, and he used it to mean the other meaning because of his lack in the knowledge of the language. In this case, we do not judge him as a blasphemer. Wadih, is it clear? Shia Abdul Rahman. The same rule applies. When he uses it, does he at the moment when he uses it, does he recall that this is an explicit blasphemous statement according to the language, and despite that he uses it, or no? It doesn't occur to his mind. It occurs to his mind, the slang meaning. I'm sure it's the second. It's the second case. It doesn't occur to his mind. So at the moment, this person does not, as if he never knew that explicit meaning of the word. So he thinks it has another meaning, and this is why he uses it. Wafiq. نعم مين اللي إذا واحد كان يعلم معنى كلمة في اللغة أنها كفر صريح، لكن بين كثير من الناس يستعملونها بمعنى آخر، عامة الناس يستعملونها بمعنى آخر، كثير منهم بمعنى آخر غير كفري، فهو قالها يقصد المعنى الآخر الذي يستعمله عامة الناس الذي هو غير كفر. إذا كان عندما قالها غير مستحضر نسي أنها في اللغة ليس لها إلا معنى واحد كفري، كل الذي خطر في باله في تلك اللحظة أن معناها هو المعنى الذي هو مستعمل في اللغة العامية الذي هو غير كفر، فاستعملها بقصد ذلك المعنى الثاني الذي هو مستعمل في اللغة العامية الذي هو غير كفر، هذا لا يكفر، لأنه في لحظة قولها لا يستحضر في قلبه أنها في أصل اللغة لها معنى واحد وهو كفر. هذا كأنه ما عرف. فإذا نعم لا الحياة له عدة معاني في اللغة، ليس معنى واحدا. الحياة بيجي بمعنى المطر، ليس فقط بالمعنى الذي ظننته، له غير ذلك من المعنى. نعم حاج. وهو يعرف أنها صريحة، بس يعرف أن هذا المعنى الكفري ليس لها في اللغة إلا هو. Go ahead, ask. Can you raise your voice a little bit, please? We have three people. A, B, and C for the others to hear you. That's why I'm repeating. If A says a statement which is explicitly blasphemous, yeah. Okay. Okay. But you said he knows him. What does knowing him has? Okay. So he knows that he doesn't understand from it the blasphemous meaning. He thinks that it has another meaning in the language. So he knows him well. He knows that he thinks it means something else, and this is why he says it. So he said it. Yeah, you're right. Because it's explicit. So if C judges him as a blasphemer, he's not blamed. Except if he knows his situation. يعني ينبغي ألا يتسرع الإنسان. So one should not be... Should not be hasty, as Haj Ali is saying. One should not be hasty. يعني ما معنى هذا؟ إذا سمع كلمة ظاهرة في الكفر من إنسان لكنها تحتمل معنى آخر غير كفري لا يحكم عليه بالكفر إلا إذا عرف أنه قصد المعنى الكفري. So if one hears a statement which is apparently blasphemous from someone, but it bears a meaning which is not blasphemy, he does not judge this person as a blasphemer, except if he knows that he means the blasphemous meaning. وَإِذَا كَانْ فِي بَلَدْ يَعْرِفْ أن كلمة كفرية انتشر في هذا البلد استعمالها على معنى آخر لا يفهم أهل البلد منها المعنى الكفري إنما يظنون أن لها معنى آخر أيضا لا يتسرع فيحكم على من يقولها بالكفر قبل أن يعرف هذا يعرف أنها صريحة في الكفر أو لا يعرف. Likewise, someone is in a town and he knows that the people of this town, they use a term which is explicitly blasphemous, but they use it with another meaning, thinking that linguistically they can use it in that meaning, in another meaning which is not blasphemy. One should not rush to judge anyone among them who says this statement by being a blasphemer. Although originally it is explicitly blasphemous, but because they don't know that, they think that it bears another meaning in the language. Except if he knows that the one who's saying it or who said it knew that it is an explicitly blasphemous statement. Otherwise, one should not be hasty and should not rush to judge people by being blasphemers unrightfully. والعياذ بالله تعالى. نعم معك. I think, تفضل, keep going. I think you're talking about something else. But keep going, let's see. at the end I didn't hear something. You need to raise your voice a little bit. Stay at the same level. That is why you cannot translate Al-Quran, because there are words in the Arabic language that the word has several meanings, and you cannot find in the other language a word that can carry all these meanings in that language, especially that sometimes several among these meanings, the verse can bear the meanings. Yani, many times the ayah, the verse, can bear in the Arabic language, the word can bear more than one meaning. There is nothing religiously prohibitive religiously from interpreting it in this way or that way or that way, according to proofs or to bases, of course. So that's why you cannot translate Al-Quran. You can interpret Al-Quran in another language, but you cannot translate it. You cannot. If you hear someone saying a blasphemous statement and you want to know his intention, and you think that if you ask him what did you mean, there is a big chance you think he's going to mention the blasphemous meaning, what do you do? Because you don't want him to blaspheme again if this is what he meant in the first time. Please. The answer is, you don't ask him what do you mean. You tell him, if you mean this meaning, this is blasphemy. If you mean the other meaning, it's not blasphemy. He knows himself. Then he knows himself. طيب. فينا نأجل مين عنده؟ Can we delay it? Just to finish the rule and then you'll ask. Allah يبارك فيك. لذلك قال بعض العلماء من الحنفية وغيرهم إذا كان للكلمة 70 معنى هي كفر ومعنى واحد ليس كفرا لا يكفر المتلفظ بها حتى يعلم أنه قصد أحد المعاني الكفرية. This is why some scholars among Hanafis and others said that if the word bears 70 different meanings, 70 different meanings, all of them are blasphemous meanings, except for one, it is not. You are not entitled to judge the one who says it as a blasphemer, except if you know that this person intended one of the blasphemous meanings. Because there is a chance that he did not mean the blasphemous meaning, he meant that one meaning which is not blasphemy. So you are not permitted to judge him as a blasphemer. أليس هناك احتمال أنه ما قصد المعنى الكفري؟ لو كان 69 من معانيها كفرا وكان معنى واحدا من معانيها غير كفر، هناك احتمال أنه لم يرد المعنى الكفري، أليس كذلك؟ فلا تكفره. فلا تكفره، لا سيما لا سيما بعدين نقول ما حفوت هلأون حتى من شت عن حتى من شت عن الموضوع. وهذا الكلام ينسب إلى الإمام مالك وإلى الإمام أبي حنيفة، لكن ما صح عنهما وإن كان معناه صحيحا. This statement is attributed sometimes to الإمام مالك himself, sometimes to الإمام أبو حنيفة himself. It is not confirmed from them, from either of them. It is not confirmed. Although its meaning is correct, but it is not confirmed that al-Imam Abu Hanifa said it or al-Imam Malik said it, radiyallahu anhuma. Amma ma yaquluhu ba'du an-nas min annahu idha kana hunaka fi al-kalima al-wahida 70 قولا بالتكفير وقول واحد بترك التكفير نأخذ بالقول الذي هو ترك التكفير فهذا باطل، هذه قاعدة باطلة ما قالها أبو حنيفة رضي الله عنه ولا مالك رضي الله عنه ولا علماء مذهبيهما المعتبرون، هذه لا أصل لها. فرق بين الذي قلناه وهذا. Now some people, they pervert the statement that I mentioned. I aforementioned it. They perverted. What do they say? They say, if pertaining to one statement, there is 70 different sayings, 70 sayings, 69 among them say that this is blasphemy, and one says it is not blasphemy, then one goes, the Mufti goes by the saying that it is not blasphemy. This is not correct. Abu Hanifa did not say that, Malik did not say that, the reliable scholars of their schools did not say that. لأن الكفر كفر ولو قال 500 إنه ليس كفرا وثلاثة قالوا هو كفر، الكفر كفر ليس الأمر بالعدد. Because blasphemy is blasphemy. If 500 people say it is not blasphemy and 3 people say it is blasphemy, it is blasphemy regardless of the number of people. You see, there is difference between these two statements. They are not the same. They are not the same. Some people some ignorant people say that, regardless of what they call themselves, some ignorant people say that because for some reasons, I don't know why, they don't want to say about the one who commits blasphemy that he is a blasphemer. I don't know why. They want to make to mix belief and blasphemy, Islam and other than Islam. They want to mix all of that together. I don't know why. So, to cover their situation, what do they say? They say, if there is 70 sayings that this is blasphemy and one saying that this is not blasphemy, then it is not. We go by the saying that it is not. The Mufti needs to go by the saying that it is not. And rarely you wouldn't find a wrong saying about something. Almost everything you find someone who's deviated about it. So they would find someone who said other than that. This is not the case. We follow the proof. نَحْنُ نَتْبَعُ الدَّلِيلِ إِذَا دَلَّ الدَّلِيلِ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ الْكَلِمَةَ كُفُرٌ نَحْكُمُ بِأَنَّهَا كُفُرٌ إذا دل الدليل على يحكم بأنها كفر إذا دل الدليل على أنها ليست كفرا يحكم بأنها ليست كفرا الأمر يدور مع الدليل ليست انتخابات من يأخذ الأكثرية يؤخذ بكلامه So we follow the proof If the proofs lead us or lead the knowledgeable people to judge something by being blasphemy, then it is blasphemy. If the proofs lead these scholars to judge something that it is not blasphemy, then it is not blasphemy because we follow the proofs, they follow the proofs. It's not elections, an election, whomever gets more voices. It's not the same, it's not the issue. بناء على ما تقدم إذا سمعنا إنسانا يقول الصلاة على النبي مكروهة لا ينبغي أن نتسرع في تكفيره Based on the aforementioned matters, if we hear someone saying الصلاة على النبي مكروهة we shouldn't rush to judge such person as a blasphemer. لأن النبي في لغة العرب كما أنه يطلق على الرجل الذي أوحى الله إليه كذلك يطلق على الأرض المحدودبة Because the term النبي in Arabic as it is used to mean a prophet it is used also in the language to mean the curved land the land which is not even the land which is not flat which is like this for example so if someone says this statement إذا واحد قال الصلاة على النبي مكروهة وقصده لا تقف لتصلي على الأرض المحدودبة لأنك طول الوقت تريد أن تراعي أن لا تسقط فلا تخشع لذلك مكروه أن تفعل هذا كلامه صحيح سليم So if someone says الصلاة على النبي مكروهة meaning do not pray on a land which is like this which is not flat because all the time you need to watch yourself so you don't fall down and you don't feel al-khushu' you don't think about what you're saying during the prayer You don't get reward for that. This is why it is disliked to do that. This is correct. أما من كان يقصد أن الصلاة على نبي الله محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام مكروهة هذا يكفر. Now, if someone means by this statement that it is disliked to say صلى الله على محمد وسلم or the like, then This person blasphemes. هذا في من كان يعرف المعنيين في اللغة. This rule applies to the person who knows the two meanings in the language. أما إذا كان لا يعرف أن النبي تأتي بمعنى الأرض المحدودبة يظن أن النبي لها معنى واحد وهو الذي أرسله الله أوحى الله إليه فإنه يكفر. لأن هذه الكلمة بالنسبة إليه صارت كالصريح. Now, if the person does not know that the term النبي in Arabic bears the meaning of this land which is not flat, He thinks that it only bears the meaning of the Prophet, and despite that, he said that statement, As-salah ala nabi makruha, then he blasphemes. Because in this case, this statement for him is like an explicit statement. كذلك إذا سمعنا إنسانا يقول يد الله عين الله لا ينبغي التسرع في تكفيره. Likewise, if we hear someone saying يد الله عين الله, one should not rush to judge such person by being a blasphemer. لأن اليد في اللغة لها معان كثيرة, because اليد has in the language many meanings. من جملتها معان تليق بالله. Among them there are meanings that befit Allah. وقد جاء في القرآن يد الله. And this term is used in Al-Quran. This term Al-Yad is attributed to Allah in Al-Quran. كذلك العين. Likewise, the term عين تحتمل عدة معان, منها ما يليق بالله, والدليل أنها مستعملة في القرآن. فلذلك لا يجوز التسرع في التكفير هنا. This is why it is not permissible to rush and judge someone here as a blasphemer. يعني الذي يقول هذه الكلمة, to judge the person who says this statement to be a blasphemer. لأن العين لا تعني دائما الجارحة, واليد لا تعني دائما الجارحة, والوجه لا يعني دائما الجارحة. Because اليد does not always mean the organ. العين does not always mean the organ. الوجه does not always mean the organ. Al-yad does not mean always hand. Al-ayn does not mean always eye. Al-wajh does not mean always face. They have other meanings that befit Allah. فَإِذَا اسْتَعْمَلَ إِنسَانٌ هَذِهِ الْكَلِمَاتِ كَمَا اسْتُعْمِلَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ وَالْحَدِيثِ فَلَا حَرَجَ عَلَيْهِ. If someone uses these words in the way used in Al-Quran and Al-Hadith, he is very safe. He is very safe. أما الأذن فليس لها نفس الحكم. As for the term الأذن, which means the ear, it does not have the same ruling. لأنه في اللغة العربية الأذن معناها هذا العضو. Because in the Arabic language, الأذن means this organ. فيجوز أن يقول الإنسان لله وجه لا كوجوهنا, لله يد لا كأيدينا, لله عين لا كأعيننا, ولا يجوز أن يقول لله أذن لا كأذاننا. So it is permissible for one to say Allah is attributed with al-yad, which is not like our hands. Allah is attributed with al-wajh, which is not like faces. Allah is attributed with al-ayn, which is not like eyes. It's not an organ. But it is not permissible to say Allah is attributed with al-uzun, which is not like our ears. Because the term al-uzun means this, the organ. ويعلم من هنا أنه لا يقال في شرح معنى يد الله the hand of God. And it is known from here that you cannot say in explaining the term يد الله the hand of God. حتى لو قلت ليس كأيدينا. Even if you say not like our hands. لا يجوز أن يقال في شرح معنى يد الله the hand of God. هذه عبارة بالإنجليزية كما تقول بالفرنسية, كما أنه لا يجوز أن يقال في شرحها le main de Dieu. لما على راسي. لأن كلمة hand أو بالإنجليزية أو ما بالفرنسية ليس لها نفس معاني اليد التي بالعربية. Because the term hand in English or the term main in French, it does not have the same meanings as the term yad has in Arabic. كذلك العين كذلك الوجه. Likewise, العين, you cannot say in explaining that the eye of God. Likewise, al-wajh, you cannot say in explaining that the face of God. Even if you say not like our faces. Because it does not have in English the same meanings that it has in Arabic. من زمان نص الأئمة على ذلك. Long time ago. Long, very long time ago, the Imams mentioned this case. Al Imam Abu Hanifa ذكر ذلك في بعض رسائله. Al Imam Abu Hanifa mentioned that in some of his works. ما تكلم عن اللغة الإنجليزية والفرنسية, تكلم عن غيرهما. He didn't talk about the English language and the French language. He talked about other languages. But the same context. The same context. ويتبين بوضوح مما ذكرنا أن المفتي ليس له أن يفتي في هذه المسائل. إذا سمع إنسانا يتكلم, المفتي لا يفتي في حكم كلامه إلا إذا كان عارفا بلغة أهل البلد. It is clear from what we said that it is not permitted for a mufti to give religious judgments about such statements except this mufti knows the language of the people who say these statements. Allah. اليوم نكتفي بهذا. For today, let's stop here. إن شاء الله غدا نكمل الكلام في هذه القاعدة. إن شاء الله tomorrow we'll continue talking about this rule. تفضلي. Yeah, I know. Okay. Listen, this is I did not say that every time if someone says the hand of God, this necessarily means an organ. No, I know that sometimes these statements, such statements are used in the English language and other languages to mean other than the organ. But what I said, you cannot explain what is mentioned in Al-Quran, Yadullah, by saying, what did you? Lamanu did you? You cannot say that. This is what I said.
Still,
In English, it is used with this other meaning. It is used. It is used in English. It is used to mean the organ, and it is used also to mean the will. It is. Hey, Ali. Go ahead. About 70. Of 70. Go ahead. If the word contains 70 meanings, and 69 of them are blasphemous, but it has only, it has one meaning which is not blasphemous. Okay. If you hear someone saying this statement, you cannot judge him as a blasphemer. Except if you know that he means one of the blasphemous meanings.
But this other part where they made it wrong is if there were 70 positions.
Let him. Yeah. Oh, exactly. What they made it wrong, that some people, they did not understand this statement, or maybe on purpose they perverted it. And instead of saying if the statement bears 70 different meanings, they said if there is 70 opinions about this statement, 69 saying that it is blasphemy, and one saying that it is not blasphemy, we go according to the one that says it's not blasphemy. This is not a correct rule at all. This is not a religious rule. Faddal. That's why we said, if someone wants to give rulings about the statements, he needs to know the language of the people in the town of this town. I told you what happened with me, didn't I? I told you. And Sheikh Abdullah was very strict with me. If you do not know the language of the people, then before giving a judgment, ask, check, learn. Don't rush into that. Let someone who knows their language deal with it. This is how you would be, for you to be safe on the day of judgment, and for others to benefit. Yeah, you can ask the people, what do they know, how do they say it, how is it, etc. You learn. Or if there is a knowledgeable people in that area who knows the language, you ask him about this issue. He would know. Or you let this or you let him talk with this person. Faddal Habib. Naam, naam. La. ماشي الحال. بلى بلى. ايه بس نحن صحيح، لانه الرأس معناه هذا العضو، لا يليق أن يطلق على الله، ولا نصف الله إلا بما وصف به نفسه، لا شك لا شك. بس المسألة بعد أدق من ذلك يا حاج، لأن المسألة فيها كلام، هل يكفر أو لا يكفر، هذا يحتاج إلى شرح بعد أبعد من هذا. ليس كل كلام يطلق على الله ليس واردا في النصوص قائله يكفر. قد يطلق، ليس كل كلام يطلق على الله لم يرد في النصوص الشرعية قائله أو مطلقه يكفر، لأنه أحيانا قد يطلق على الله تعالى كلمة لم ترد في النصوص لكن معناها ليس كفرا، ليس فيه نسبة النقص إلى الله، لكن نحن لا نطلق على الله إلا ما أطلق، إلا ما ورد في القرآن أو في الحديث، لكن بس لا يكون كفارة. مثلا يعني هاي من حيث العموم، مش أنا قلت لك صح اللي عم تقوله مظبوط، بس بالنسبة للتكفير فيها بعد، أو عدم التكفير فيها بعد نظر أكثر. تمام
صحيح.
تمام، هذا كلام زين. كل ما أطلق الله على نفسه أطلقنا، أو جاء في الحديث أو أجمعت عليه الأمة، أما غير ذلك فلا. هذا الذي قاله الإمام أبو حنيفة والإمام أبو الحسن الأشعري، ونحن على هذا. هذا كلام الماتريدية والأشاعرة كلاهما. The rule is whatever is attributed to Allah in Al-Quran. I know you're tired, you want to go. No, come on. But this is important. This is important. What is mentioned in Al-Quran and Al-Hadith, what is attributed to Allah in Al-Quran, Al-Hadith, or by the consensus of the nation, we attribute it to Allah. And what is not, we do not. This is what both the Ash'aris and the Maturidis said. This is what Al-Imam Al-Ash'ari said and what Al-Imam Al-Maturidi said. So this is a correct rule. This is what one adheres to it. لذلك أنت تقول الله قادر ولا تقول الله مستطيع. تقول الله يعلم ولا تقول الله يعرف، لأنه لم يرد في الحديث ولا في القرآن ولا بإجماع الأمة إطلاق المعرفة على الله. أما العلم وارد. هذا كلام العامة يا حاج، هذا كلام العامة، هم يفهمون منها العلم، هي تعني العلم. العلم والمعرفة، لكن هذا ورد، هذا لم يرد. طيب، بارك الله فيك، تفضل أبو العز. لا صحيح، ليس كل كلمة أطلقها إنسان على الله لم ترد في القرآن أو الحديث أو الإجماع يكفر قائلها. لا، أعوذ بالله، هذا صريح، لكن هذا صريح، أي هذا من الذي يكفر، هذا من الصنف الذي يكفر. يعرف لا يكفر. هلأ قال إذا قال الله يعرف كذا ويفهم يعلم. من أبو صلاح؟
صلاح
وين صلاح؟ تفضل صلاح، ما سألت سؤالك؟ تفضل، أنت أول واحد، تفضل يا حاج. هم الوهابية يذكرون الآيات لكن يحملونها على معنى الجارحة. هؤلاء لفظا للتمويه على الناس يقولون نطلق على الله ما أطلقه على نفسه، لكن حقيقة هم كذابون، لأنهم يحملون المعنى على الجوارح، والله تعالى ما أطلق على نفسه معنى الجارحة. كذابون هؤلاء، كذابون ليخدعوا الناس يقولون هذا. آخر سؤال، the last, okay, two questions. أبو سارية and our sister there. تفضل أبو سارية. وفي حتى تلحقوا الصلاة كمان. نعم تفضل. بكرة راح نحكي، غدا سنتكلم في هذا إن شاء الله. إيه أختنا تفضلي. هو ظن أنه ما إلى معنى إلا الجارحة، بس تسرع تسرع. لذلك قلنا لا يتكلم، لا يفتي في هذه الألفاظ إلا العارف بلغة أهل البلد. بارك الله فيكم. نهلل.